This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, self-building. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of self-building in the Islamic lifestyle. It is important that a Muslim must know about himself. He should have the knowledge about himself. And after that, he must analyze himself. And after that, he should strive for the self-building or the self-spiritual building. He must purify himself. He must purify himself so that he can get to the perfection. On the other hand, when we look at the Islamic teachings, Allah also has said in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has blessed people. He had gave the favor to the people, or to the mu'mineen, إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا, that he has raised a messenger from themselves. What to do in order to read the book for them, in order to read the verses? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. This is the first step. The second step, Allah says, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and to purify them so that they can have the self-building. The third step is وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and to teach them the knowledge of the book, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and the wisdom. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the favor that He has raised messengers from ourselves, those messengers who are taking us towards the perfection. Therefore, in order to have the best Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary to purify ourselves. It is necessary to strive for the self-building. It is necessary to have this spiritual self-building so that we can achieve the perfection in its true meanings. And we cannot achieve this unless we do not follow the book of God, unless we do not follow the footsteps of the messengers of God, which He raised from ourselves for our guidance. Therefore, it is necessary in the self-building to follow the footsteps of the Prophet and to follow the verses of the Quran, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of self-building in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has said that He has raised messengers from our own selves so that, number one, they do yatlu alayhim ayati. So we can see that the first step or the first orders for the messengers were to read the verses for the people, to acknowledge people or to tell people about the signs and the verses of God. Therefore, if as a Muslim I want to have a self-building, the first thing that I need to do is yatlu ayat. I need to read the verses of Quran. I need to read the verses of the Quran to know that this book of guidance, what does it say? The second step for the prophets and the messengers were وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. They used to purify people. After reading the verses, when people knew about the orders of God, then they used to purify them. They used to call them towards the purification. And this is what we need to do. When we read the verses of the book, we know about the halal and haram. We know what things are allowable and what things are forbidden in Islam. Therefore, I will perform the allowable things. I will enjoy the allowable things and I will avoid the forbidden things. So this is in the Quran, yatlu alayhim. When I read the verses of the Quran, I know about it. And then I can purify myself by avoiding every single evil and by adorning myself with all the goodness. And after that, the next step is when I purified myself, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. This is the next step, that when someone is purified, then the knowledge of book and the wisdom is been given to him as it was given to the prophets, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.